We got a fun show today. The first guest on High Velocity today is Kathy Iconis. She's the founder of the virtual CFO and accounting firm, the Iconis Group. Welcome to the show, Kathy.
Thank you.
So, but this isn't your first radio show, though, right?
No, it's not. I've been on with Lee Cantor before.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How cool is that name, though, Iconis? That's a cool name. Is that Greek or something?
Yeah, it has a Greek origin. It's a married name, so I picked the husband, not the name.
Got it.
But a lot of people kind of use iconic when they hear my name. So, you know, I have a Google alert, and for some reason I'm always getting Kathy Iconic stuff.
Stone's wife clearly picked the name. So, Kathy, tell us about your business. Tell us the kind of things you're out there doing for people.
So, basically, we are an outsourced accounting firm. We offer bookkeeping, payroll, and virtual CFO services to small businesses all over the nation. And our goal is to make things easier for the business owner and run things better. So, it's for people that are tired of the bookkeeper, tired of doing the bookkeeping themselves, tired of just where their business is and need some help being able to take it to the next level. We can help with that.
So tell us some of the problems that a small business person has where they need your services. I mean, I sit there and I'm a one man shop, and so I wear all the hats in my business, and I get frustrated, quite frankly, when I'm stuck doing the books when I'd rather be out there creating on behalf of my clients. I mean, what are some of the challenges and the problems that you help your customers solve?
That's usually where a lot of people start out, is they're frustrated, they're overwhelmed with what they're doing with their bookkeeping. And what we do, we come in and we create almost a paperless workflow for you so that you're not worrying about keeping track of the documents and putting them into your accounting system and tracking everything. And when it comes to the end of the year and it's tax time, it's all in order for you, ready to go, and we hand it over to your tax professional, and it takes a few minutes for them to do tax return, easy as pie.
Now, do you have to have Todd Schnick deep pockets to do business with you, or can a small average small business guy get some benefit from working with you?
Yeah, it's all levels, and we provide services at all different budget levels for you. So, you know, if it's just a couple of hours a month just to review what you're doing, that's easy. Or we can come in and actually do everything for you.
So give us an example of the kind of a kind of customer that you guys typically serve. I mean, give a couple examples of some of your clients so that our audience knows who they can be referring to.
One client is an interior designer. And what we've done is we've gone in and created a workflow for her so that she just sends in her receipts and we put it all into the system. We help her with invoicing, and we help her prepare her sales tax returns, and we help her pay her bills. Another client I have, a little bit smaller, she has an executive search firm. And what we do for her is basically after-the-fact accounting. So she does everything during the month, and we go in and we put it all into the system and tell her what profit she's had at the end of the month.
You mentioned a tax professional. How are you different from a tax professional? I mean, what's the difference between what you do and what a tax professional does?
Ethics. I have it, or what?
You have them.
I have them.
I don't know what to say about that one.
Well, there's difference between, there are a lot of different types of CPAs out there. I'm a CPA that focuses on the management of the company and analyzing the company and the accounting from that standpoint. Then you also have tax CPAs out there that are looking at how they can lessen your tax liability. And they, you know, they're not as risk adverse as I am. I'm very conservative when it comes to things. And I leave it to the tax professionals that know the tax law in and out to be able to calculate the tax return at the end of the year and give you the advice on how to lessen that liability. But I'm really there to help you figure out what your overhead is, how you can lessen your overhead, or how you can increase your revenue, and give you advice in those areas, operational side of things, rather than just the tax side.
I bet a common result of the work that you do, because you mentioned risk aversion, is a lot of, I bet you a majority of small businesses don't have a real sense of their numbers and what they really mean,
right,
and what they pretend to their future, and your ability to bring some orders, a sense of order to that process, probably brings some comfort to them so that they can be more risk-averse in their business and going out and finding adventuresome clients and doing more bold and creative kind of things.
Absolutely. And it's a matter of making informed decisions rather than just throwing something out there and then figuring out you're making a loss on something later.
So if someone is considering engaging the services of you or someone like you, what kind of questions should they be asking themselves, and what should they be asking you? I'm kind of envisioning an interview process. What kind of questions should they be asking to make sure that it's something they should do and that this particular organization is the right fit?
Okay, yeah. Well, usually what we do is we go through a free consultation with everyone, and it just kind of sit down. I get an understanding of how you run your business. And what you really want to look for in a CPA to do your bookkeeping or whatever is a good fit personality-wise. Do they understand what you do? Do they give you the answers that you're looking for? It's when it comes to personality, one test I do actually with tax professionals is I find a couple of people for my clients to get a tax professional, and I tell them...
Now, you don't try to find a tax professional with a personality. That, you're not trying to do
there,
that.
There is such a thing.
Good luck.
A personality fit.
You can do that.
But here's an example. You take one question that you have about your business, and you ask that same question to three different people, and you see what the response is. And the answer that you get is basically... It comes into the touchy-feely sort of thing of, do I like that? Does that make me feel comfortable, the answer that I'm getting from this person? And, you know, do they really care about what I'm talking about? And you'll see a wide range of responses. And that's what I think you need to do when you're looking for a bookkeeper as well, is kind of find a couple people, go and just ask them a question about your business and see what kind of response you get and see if they really know what they're talking about and give you the warm, fuzzy feeling afterwards.
Kathy, Stone and I had the pleasure of interviewing you at an event several weeks ago when we were doing a remote broadcast, and you made the point at that time that a lot of your business, in fact, most of your business comes from Twitter. Is that still the case? How are you going to market these days?
Absolutely. It's still coming from Twitter and LinkedIn. I mean, I'm a huge social media nut on there all the time. You can always find me at Kathy Iconis on Twitter. And it's just a matter of building the relationships on Twitter and telling you, like giving you that understanding of my personality and how we can really help you. And I still have fun on Twitter. So,
well, it's okay to go to market and have fun. I mean,
yeah,
you're
absolutely
allowed to do that, but I you and I are Twitter buddies, and I do see a lot of your content, and what you seem to be doing is throwing out a lot of just questions.
Right.
Are you struggling with this? Is all your receipts in a shoebox, which is what Stone does? All those kind
of
questions.
A lot of people
so
do that.
So do people just respond to you and say, yeah, this is my problem. Well, what do I do about it? Is that how that conversation starts?
Usually those questions are kind of to get you to think and pull you to my website and get you to look at the solutions that we have listed there on the website. What I was doing before, my previous strategy was to go out and just kind of give you like accounting tidbits. But I have a friend that was like, they just really make me feel dumb. And so I pulled all that stuff right off. And I'm like, get away from me telling you these, you know, crazy accounting formulas and just say, yeah, do you have this problem? A lot of people have this problem. I want you to think about it. And I want you to know that there are solutions out there for you.
What's one thing that everybody can do to start getting their books in order? I mean, before they even need to call you, what's one piece of advice that someone can do to start getting a handle on it?
Well, I think this is a really big thing, and what I do with a lot of my clients is that we employ cloud solutions for clients. And so I'm going to give you a little tidbit of information. And so if everyone can get like a piece of paper, write this down. These are really cool sites for you to pay attention to.
I'm ready.
Okay. The first one is shoeboxed.com. Now, what this site does is that you go in and it's like Netflix for your receipts. You get an envelope, you send in your receipts, they scan them, they recognize the information off of it, they pull your vendor, they pull the amount, all this sort of stuff, and organize it for you. It's awesome. The second one, bill.com. They do online bill pay for businesses. And, you know, a lot of people are doing online bill pay for personal use now. You don't really do it for businesses because there's a worry of the controls there. But bill.com has put up a great control system for you, and it's a great system to use. The last one is QuickBooks Online. And that is a program that I use for almost all of my clients. It's a great program. You can do some really cool things in there. You can automatically send out invoices. You can automatically have reports sent to you every month. Great automation tools there for you. So those are three things that I push to clients and I try to get them on because it's really going to cut down your time on data entry.
Oh, my CPA is crying that I'm not on QuickBooks yet. one of these days I may finally do that. Do you do that kind of training or do you know people who can do the training for that?
I definitely get people set up on QuickBooks. I can make sure. The big part is that when people go to QuickBooks and they try to set up their accounting, they're not exactly sure how to set up the best system. And I can really help you set up this great system that's going to make you, the data entry just almost nil.
But you don't mind if I email you like 40 Excel spreadsheets?
Everyone has that.
It's the Todd method of books.
No, but people don't understand. Everyone basically has their own spreadsheet or their own way of doing business, and it's my job to come in and figure out what you're doing and help save you time and make it work better.
Well, Kathy, we're about out of time, and so before we let you go, we'd love to give you a chance to let our audience know how they can best get in touch with you on Twitter, on email, on your website. Share all that information with us.
Definitely. Well, you know, since you have that sheet of paper out, everyone can write down my website, too. It's iconisgroup.com. And if you go to that site and you contact me, I'm going to do a special deal for all your listeners this week. The first 20 people that contact me through the site this week, before Friday, I'm going to waive the setup fee for people. And that's like up to $500 value right there. So you contact me through the site. I'll set you up with a consultation. We'll go through stuff and then we'll waive that setup fee for you.
So they're supposed to get in touch with you through your website.
Through my website.
Which is iconisgroup.com.
Absolutely.
And I'll let the audience know that we will feature that offer on our website. And Kathy, once you and I get together after the show, I want to be sure I feature those three websites that you recommended.
Okay, great.
So we get those on there so people can get those tools.
Well, and I want to send a bill to QuickBooks Online for a promotional fee, too. So we'll get together after the show
and
iron all that out.
Absolutely.
Kathy, as always, it's great to see you, and thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Great. Stone, how's that shoebox looking?
I'm feeling good now. I'm going to go to this shoebox.com thing. Maybe that'll help iron everything out.
Oh, I can imagine there's literally hundreds or thousands of websites out there that could help schmoes like you and me with this stuff. But we probably need professional help. And I'm talking to them. We probably need help with our finances, too. So.